is Bruce Springsteen and E Street Band. Yeah!
Here.
Hello, this is Bill Murray. I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
This is Weird Al Yankovic.
This is John.
And Amy from Planet Nine.
You're listening to the Sounds of Christmas
podcast.
Welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. Hi, I'm Ken Kessler. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. I know we're a long way from Halloween, but with a new Ghostbusters movie in theaters and a new trailer for a new Beetlejuice movie just out, it's difficult, at least for me, to not think about Halloween music and what I'm going to be playing this fall. Let's start with Ghostbusters. I've got 10 versions of the iconic song Ghostbusters in the Sounds of Halloween library. While we have a new Ghostbusters movie in theaters, I was hoping that would climb at least to 11, but there don't seem to be any new songs in Frozen Empire, either of the classic Ray Parker Jr. song or any other spooky song. Come to think of it, I don't think we got any new ones for the last Ghostbusters movie either. Not directly connected to either of the latest Ghostbusters movies, last year we did get a new version. The band First to 11 released their cover of Ghostbusters. And about 4 or 5 years before that, Peter Hollins and Pomplamoose both did Halloween medleys that included Ghostbusters, and that was a couple years before Ghostbusters Afterlife came out. Around the same time, the band Punchline also released their version of Ghostbusters. With the 2016 movie, we did get 3 new versions on the soundtrack, one from Fall Out Boy with Missy Elliott, one from Walk the Earth, and one from Pentatonix. About 10 years before that, we got a cover from Bowling for Soup, and about 10 years before that, Andrew Gold released his cover of Ghostbusters. For the 1989 sequel, we got a cover from Run DMC. In 1986, David Essex released a version on his album Center Stage. And then I think you have to go back to the original song from the original movie, Ray Parker Jr. in the first Ghostbusters in 1984. And then there's Beetlejuice. In the trailer for the new movie, you can hear a creepy choir version of Deo, the Banana Boat song. And there's the memorable instrumental music Danny Elfman did in the first movie. Other than that, though, we don't know of any music yet for the new movie, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, which opens in September. And there really wasn't anything in the first one either. There are some good songs in the Broadway production of Beetlejuice, like The Whole Being Dead Thing by Alex Brightman. But that's about it, so far anyway. I'm always on the lookout for new Halloween music, just as I am for new Christmas music. For those who don't know what this is all about, the Sounds of Christmas station becomes the Sounds of Halloween for the month of October. For those 31 days, we give White Christmas a break and delve into our library of songs for the spooky season. But just because a song is attached to a spooky movie doesn't necessarily make it a Halloween song. For example, there are 2 Harry Belafonte songs on the soundtrack to the first Beetlejuice movie, Deo, the Banana Boat song, and Jump in the Line, Shake Senora. While I'm not the official decision maker on what is or isn't a Halloween song, nor is anyone really, I don't consider either of those, for the purposes of the Sounds of Halloween, to be Halloween songs. Both have long histories and were already decades old when used in that first Beetlejuice movie. Many may know them from that movie, but there isn't anything inherently spooky about either song, in my opinion, which is what I use to run the Sounds of Halloween and the Sounds of Christmas. Don't get me wrong, it's not just a case of whatever I say goes, but I want the Sounds of Halloween to evoke that October feeling, and I just don't think either of those songs really do that. That's not to say Harry Belafonte is somehow banned from the station. I play his song Reincarnation and his version of Zombie Jamboree every October. And I think both of those songs are closer to capturing the spirit of Halloween than either of the songs that were included in that first Beetlejuice movie. Similarly, there are plenty of songs on the various Ghostbusters soundtracks that I don't play. On the first movie soundtrack, There are songs from the Thompson Twins, Air Supply, and Laura Branigan that don't really, at least to me, sound like they're connected to anything scary. Unless, of course, you consider the 1980s scary. The second film included songs by Glenn Frey, Bobby Brown, and Elton John. And again, none of them seem like they're particularly spooky. Neither is Jackie Wilson's song Higher and Higher, even though that played a significant role in the climax of the movie, though the version is actually a cover by Howard Huntsbury. The 2016 reboot gave us three new covers of the Ray Parker Jr. song, but little else. 5 Seconds of Summer and Ellie King both contributed new songs, but neither one is really connected to the movie. Nothing really new with the last two films in the franchise, Afterlife and Frozen Empire. Of course, your mileage may vary. Some of the songs that I've just mentioned and others from the movies that I didn't mention might evoke that Halloween type of feeling for you. And again, this is all my opinion. I run The Sounds of Christmas the same way. There are some songs I just don't play that just don't feel like they're particularly Christmassy to me. Others may not feel the same way, and that's okay, but I just don't play them. It's a little like the so-called controversy over Die Hard and whether it's a Christmas movie. Personally, I think it is, just because Christmas is important to the plot, and none of what happened in the movie would have happened at another time of year. The setting was a Christmas party in an office building that, because of the time of year, was almost completely empty. I'm not looking to argue this point with anybody. You may feel strongly another way, and you know what? It's okay. We don't all celebrate holidays the same way, and that doesn't make any of us right or wrong. One of the first podcast episodes I did was all about songs that The Sounds of Christmas doesn't play, for one reason or another. There are plenty of places you can listen to those songs, though, if they do give you that musical Christmas spirit, just like you can decide whether to make Die Hard part of your annual Christmas celebration. Similarly, if any of the songs I mentioned that I don't feel for one reason or another capture that Halloween feeling, there are plenty of places you can listen to them if you don't feel the same. I just hope that what I do share this October will help you celebrate the spooky season. For this station, The Sounds of Christmas turns into The Sounds of Halloween on October 1st and runs through October 31st, playing what I think is the best variety of Halloween music. Hopefully, what I had to say earlier about the music of Ghostbusters and Beetlejuice gives you a pretty good idea of what I mean when I say Halloween music. But just in case you're still confused or maybe just a little curious, here's a little more. Some of it is pretty obvious. Monster Mash, Purple People Eater, songs about things you associate with Halloween, like ghosts, monsters, werewolves, vampires, and witches. Some of the songs are scary stories, and some are about candy or trick-or-treating. I also include some songs from scary movies and TV shows. Some of those are pretty creepy, and some are funny, and many are in between. While there are some kids' songs, like The Count from Sesame Street, a few of the songs have bad language, and some of the themes of some songs are straight out of horror movies, and those probably aren't for little kids. I only say that so you'll know that for the month of October, parental guidance is suggested. On The Sounds of Christmas, I played many versions of many songs, so you won't just hear Bing Crosby's version of White Christmas. You'll hear lots of different singers and bands, old and new, offering their takes on that classic. And I do the same thing with the Halloween songs. For example, I have almost 30 versions of Ghost Riders in the Sky, though I may not get to all of them this year, as I try to separate songs and artists so you don't hear the same songs and same voices over and over. During The Sounds of Halloween, you will hear from many of your favorite Christmas music singers and bands, including Bing Crosby, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, Mannheim Steamroller, and even Bruce Springsteen. There are songs about killer tomatoes, black magic women, and haunted houses. There are also songs about alien invasions, invisible men, and almost 3 dozen takes on I Put a Spell on You. I probably won't get to all of those either. And I play lots of Disney songs, from movie villains and from spooky shows on Disney Plus. I also have at least 6 songs from Mystery Science Theater 3000. Since last October, I've added almost 200 new songs to the Sounds of Halloween library, and I've no doubt there will be more to come. As I mentioned, there's no official word on what will be on the soundtrack to the Beetlejuice sequel in September, and there are lots of scary movies that will be coming out between now and then. That's not the only place to find new Halloween songs, of course, but that's the only source that gives us particular dates when something new's coming. Unlike Christmas music, there aren't a lot of artists that put out Halloween-themed albums, though last year's Dance Macabre from Duran Duran was close. I should also mention that I haven't just been adding new releases to either the Halloween library or the Christmas library. I've discovered, and in some cases rediscovered, songs from seasons past. For example, since we're talking mostly about the sounds of Halloween, I just recently came across covers of The Devil Went Down to Georgia by Tommy Cash and also the Zac Brown Band. I found covers of Zombie Jamboree by three different artists and four versions of Werewolves of London, including one by the Grateful Dead. It's not just covers. I also came across Rupert Holmes' song Phantom of the Opera, not the song you're thinking of. Three versions of a song called The Eggplant That Ate Chicago, and an album by Paul Rowland called Bates Motel. Also, and I can't believe I've forgotten about this one, Devo's theme from Dr. Detroit. Plus, Dinah Washington's My Man's an Undertaker, which I'm ashamed to say I didn't even know existed. And I also find new songs from some of the artists that are so kind as to advertise and support the Sounds of Christmas, like Cliff Beach's new version of That Old Black Magic and Lisa Bialas's Graveyard Dead Blues. I'm sure there's lots more to come. There always is. As I mentioned, the Sounds of Halloween happens from October 1st through October 31st, and the new season of the Sounds of Christmas begins on November 1st. I'm really excited about both of these, and I hope you'll be able to spend at least part of both of those seasons with us. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Halloween and Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I told you how to listen to the station, and you're already listening to the podcast, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page, which I'll put down in the show notes, so you can find us on your favorite streaming site, click on over, subscribe, and then you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, the Sounds of Christmas station, or the Sounds of Halloween, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.